Hey guys, it's Mark and Dave. Join us for this week's Days of Our Lives recap. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Well, hello, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV's weekly recap of the hit NBC daytime drama, Days of Our Lives, their number one soap opera on NBC.
Yes.
Yes. And joining me today is the fabulous Dave Carey.
Hello.
Which I do believe some of you have met before. You've been here a couple times now.
I think this is my third or fourth time.
Third or fourth. I was going to say, yeah. I think it's been a couple times. We know each other. We go way back.
Way back.
So this is going to be like riding a bike. I think you're always here when I'm not.
Yeah,
so
this is our first time together.
Now we finally get to do one together.
Yes.
So thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Where can they find you on the social medias, Dave?
Well, I'm on Facebook and Instagram, Dave Carey on Facebook and MRD Carey on Instagram.
There you go. Yeah. And then you guys can follow the show, Dish and Days, on Twitter, _ Dish and Days. Instagram is just Dish and Days, Facebook, Dish and Days.
So many options.
That's the hardest part. Yeah, remembering all that. Don't forget to rate us on iTunes. Give us 5 stars, please. And also, be sure to watch the other shows in our soap block, because not only do we do a Days of Our Lives weekly recap, but we do Restless Wrap-Up for Young and the Restless fans, we do a GH Report for General Hospital fans, and a Bold Breakdown for Bold and the Beautiful fans. So all of them on Sunday, we're usually piggybacking.
Nice.
I think it's us. They switched the order, so I think it's us at 4, Restless Wrap-Up at 5, Bold Breakdown at 6, and then... No, GH at 6, Bold Breakdown at 7. Did I get that right, Steve? Do you know? Something like that. I'm glad I read all the data that comes to me via AfterBuzz. It makes my job so much easier. And a shout out to everybody in Florida who is watching or not watching. We are all thinking of you and keeping you in our thoughts, and hope that everybody is safe and sound and dry.
Dry is the word.
Yes. So, Dave Carey, what did you think of this week's Days of Our Lives? It was only 4 episodes long.
I know, and I had to binge watch because I was out of town. And, yeah, so when I got back Thursday night, Friday, I followed up and watched. It was good. A lot went on, I think, for the 4 days.
So, yeah. I got worried on Monday. I was like, is this going to be a week? But by Friday, I was like, I'm sold.
Yeah.
I really dig in Ron. Mm-hmm. Head writing. I just think there's so many things that happen, and I put in my notes. I'm like, oh, so that was so smart.
Yeah.
I love that. I like, again, I have this thing with people not giving the audience enough credit for being able to pick up on stuff. And I just think that he does things in a very clever, clever way.
Yeah. Cause even like with me, there was things he did. I was like, oh, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
Even though my mom's like, oh, I knew that was going to happen. My mom, it's her fault. I watch Days. So.
I love it.
So yeah, I was like, oh, okay. So this is going on. So.
Yeah. No, I'm excited. I'm excited to talk about some of the stuff that was happening. So without further ado, it is now time to start Dish and Days. So I will let you flip the hourglass
awesome.
For us, Mr. Carey.
Without breaking it.
And there we go. All right. So top storyline. Well, one of the top storylines this week. Wasn't actually sure how to write this on the outline because it dealt with a little bit more than just a few people. There was kind of more involved. But we'll start with the Hattie and Andre situation. So basically, Hattie as Marlena, Andre goes to her to get a clean bill of health. I think that was something we all did see coming, that she was pretending that she was going to give him this clean bill of health.
Yeah, I mean, it still kind of was like, I thought it was hilarious when she was up there and giving her press conference or whatever.
Right.
And just was
And they did, I mean, I think it actually happened on end of Thursday.
Yes.
End of Thursday. So they did drag it out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I was going to comment that I was referring to earlier that I appreciate about Ron is that the storylines are not getting dragged out.
Yeah.
Like I appreciate that this is kind of like they're already, and I even thought like on Tuesday or Wednesday, I think I started thinking, oh, I bet you this, this looks like they might be wrapping up this Hattie Bonnie thing already. Yeah. I was like, wow, that was, and I appreciate it because it is cute, it is fun, but I don't want to watch it for a month and a half.
Yeah, sometimes in the past they've just dragged it out, and you think it's going to come, and then it's like, no, it's been pushed back a little.
Exactly. So basically, Andre calls this, throughout the week, he's having these meetings with Marlena about getting him a clean bill of health, which I think started last week, because I kind of remember talking about that last week. And you just don't know. It seems like she's going to give him a clean bill of health, but you don't know. So he calls a press conference, because he kind of wants to stick it to Kate.
Yeah.
Because he saw her kissing Roman and all that.
Yeah.
So he calls this big press conference, invites the Demira Enterprises board members, or one of them showed up, I think. Atta girl. He basically makes this announcement that Kate was cheating on him. Their marriage was a fraud.
Yeah.
He's brought Marlena there to give him a clean bill of health so that he can take Demira Enterprises back.
Yeah.
And then has the rug pulled out from under him because Hattie, as Marlena,
says he's actually crazy.
Says he's crazy. He's killed people. He's like kind of, which again, another thing that I really like that Ron does is you get these references to things from the past that you're like,
Oh, that's right.
And that, I think for anybody, especially for people like everyone's favorite Willa, who has been watching from day one, you know, it takes you down memory lane and you're like, oh my God, that's right. I forgot about that. So then basically Andre escorted away from the square and dumped in
the same room.
Mental institution, which I actually think I just think it's funny that everybody's ending up there.
It's like, who else is she going to put
in? Yeah, exactly. I just think, I don't know. I just think it's a hoot. And when he gets thrown in there, he comes in front of the real John and Marlena, and they kind of figure out that it's Hattie and all that stuff. Now, the part about this whole thing, and I hope everybody's sitting down because everybody knows I'm not a fan of a particular person on the show, but I have to say, one of the things I did not see coming, and I'm so mad at myself that it never crossed my mind, is that on Friday, when Paul went to Hope looking for John, and she started putting it, and I was like, oh, shoot. That's right. She's never seen Marlena, which, in quotes, Hattie as Marlena. She would definitely figure it out because she had these conversations about Roman with Hattie and stuff. And I was just like, I was applauding. I was like, way to go, Ron. I did not see that coming. And it makes sense that she would go, oh, wait a minute. No, I know exactly what's, like, it just made so much sense. As soon as that happened, I knew the week was going to end with
her opening the door
and them coming face to face, which is exactly what ended up happening.
She's like, hi.
Yeah. It was just,
So Hope's not your favorite character?
Don't get me started. So that will be my one compliment towards Hope Williams Brady in 2017. Enjoy it while you can.
It's not going to last forever.
It's never going to happen again. I just thought it was so fun and clever. We also had, since we're kind of talking about John and Marlena too, basically they're in the institution about to get
shock treatment.
Thank you.
This is a messed up place. I'm like, are they really like this?
I know, right?
I mean, I know it's soap opera land.
I wanted to tweet out to any people that work in the psychiatry field and say, is it typical to put everybody that comes in a straitjacket? Because I don't know that that's necessary.
Tase them like, and, you know, beat them
really
up.
Not making me want to go to see a therapist because he's going to throw me in one. there were some cute moments between them, too. And I really, truly do enjoy seeing them and their reminiscing.
And their hands through the ball holding.
Yeah.
So romantic.
They're still trying to get out. They're still trying to escape and stuff. I don't know. I thought that was great.
But now they have Andre there.
And now Andre's there. Now they're separated. So he got taken somewhere else. Mm. And it ended with them about to go in and get their shock treatment. So we'll see what ends up happening with that. The other, so then the next big storyline is Reigns
and Abe
yeah. and all that. So basically, Reigns, at the end of last week, he got my quote of the week when he was like, I really wish you hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
Because I said it was like soap opera yeah. line. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, and it felt good. It felt right.
Uh-huh.
Didn't feel pushed.
It's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So he's in trouble again.
Yeah. So he basically kidnapped Gabby, took her to this house, which, yes, was Eric and Nicole, or Brady and Nicole's house in Canada.
It was the same. I thought it looked familiar.
I mean, that's the walls.
Multi-purpose,
were,
yeah, you know?
I'm like, girl, get a new couch. So they went to there. I have to say one thing that really did kind of annoyed me, and all the Gabby fans are going to hate me, but whatevs, is that whole thing with her fighting back,
mm-hmm.
it did seem like kind of dragging out that yeah. part yeah. of it. I mean, I know it only happened in a day,
like,
but
shooter,
still,
no.
Well, it was just like, you know, she comes in and she's like, I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid. I'm going to punch you. Da, da, da. And then when it all came out, she was like, it ended up being, she was cowering
yeah.
at the end. So I was just like, I don't know. It just kind of seemed, whatever. Unnecessary, I guess.
Yeah.
So then Rafe and Hope find
out where they are.
That GDR, they go over the list of assets that were seized
mm-hmm.
when Dario and A. Martinez,
Reigns.
Eduardo got arrested. Yeah. And they find this house that was part of their assets. So they kind of figure, oh, maybe they're there.
Yeah.
So they go to the house. So it's Rafe, Hope.
And JJ, no?
Eli.
Eli, yeah.
Eli.
Eli.
They
Eli.
Kind of break in, and I'll be very honest, I'm not going to lie. So, Dave, I might need your assistance.
Let me rest.
I drifted a little bit during that scene.
Okay.
I know we got shot. I don't know who shot it.
Because,
you know, see, when I see Hope and
you
Rafe,
woke up when
I
the gun went
shut
off,
down,
yeah.
my body kind of just starts like
uh-huh.
fighting it. So I was doing something and I was going to rewind and I went, nope, not going to do it.
Yeah.
So I know he got shot. I don't know who shot him. Do you remember who
Eli.
Shot him? Eli shot
Eli
him.
Eli shot okay. him and took a risk and...
Oh, I did hear because
he still had Gabby at that point.
So. What I remember now is later in the week, somebody yelled at him and said, Rafe said, you could have
yeah.
killed my sister.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Okay.
Rafe was pissed. He thought it was a bad decision, but it's like, well, he got lucky.
Right, right.
Yeah, so if I would have shot the gun, I would have shot Gabby.
Right, exactly.
Not on purpose, but just,
well.
I know.
Truth comes out. I ain't the only a better queen at the table. I thought it was interesting that JJ and Lonnie weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
Not that... I guess they necessarily needed to be five people breaking in the door, but they seemed to be a part of the whole thing from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of like, oh, okay. But, you know, we got to give Hope airtime. She
just
don't get
for
enough.
You.
She don't get enough. And then Abe ends up having some one-on-one time, which I actually really enjoyed that scene.
Yeah, when they confronted
Reigns and Abe and stuff. I really, really enjoyed that. I thought the applause for Abe was a little over the top.
Those extras.
I was like, wow, really? I mean, I get it. You guys are excited, but it just seems silly to me. But whatever. You know, they don't always listen to what
That's
I
right. The applause was in the police station.
When
right?
he came out of the
Wasn't
room talking to Reigns,
okay.
it was JJ, Lonnie, Val,
okay.
and like two cop extras.
Yeah.
Tony could have had one of
those I would just do
parts.
It once. Small.
Yeah, I would have been... Slow clap with an eye roll.
Given side eye.
Exactly. Exactly. Sorry. I got distracted by the chat room. So that all happened. Abe gives Val back the jewelry, which I thought was sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. Again, that's another thing that I really like. And I don't know if it was intentional, but I know it's a little thing, but I liked that he brought it back up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it just... I feel like he really, Ron that is, by he, is working on developing the relationships between the people instead of just, they're in love now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's kind of still playing romantic things and stuff like that, which I appreciated.
Yeah.
So yeah. So then Reigns is now off to prison.
Yeah, I'm glad he ended up becoming a bad guy. I didn't like the character.
And I don't, yeah. Go ahead.
I just didn't like the character. Yeah. I just thought he was an ass.
And you don't know this, Dave, because you haven't been here. But I'm just going to fill you in on something. Because several weeks ago, some homo that is on this panel called it that it was Reigns from the beginning.
Oh.
Thank you very much. So I was very much, I told you so last week.
Yeah. Rub it in your face.
I was rubbing it in. Hi, Mark. Oh, Matthew Evan Payne is in the chat room, everybody. Make sure you go say hello to Matthew.
Hi, Matthew.
Tony is your favorite host. Can we kick Aaron Brody out of the chat room now? Just kidding. I think that's one of Tony's fiancés. He has a couple fiancés in the chat room. I think Aaron Brody is one of them. Nice. Tony is, I never told you guys where Tony was. He is in New York. He's with the drag queens in New York.
That's where I was a couple days ago, too.
Yeah. Well, it was funny, too, because a friend of mine is moving away from L.A., and I'll miss you, Jay. And we were out Thursday. Me and my husband took him to dinner, and then he was like, well, let's go get drinks. Let's go see Tony, because I'd like to say goodbye to Tony. And I was like, he hosts Rage on Thursdays.
That's right.
So we went to Rage. The show starts, and I'm like, well, where the hell is Tony? And I was like, shoot, she's in New York.
He's not even here.
So, for the record, and I got this on tape now, we did come to see you, Tony Moore, but you weren't there. So, anyway, we gave somebody else all of our money. welcome to the chat room, Matthew Evan Payne. And Matthew, why don't you write in there in the chat room what you have thought of the Reigns and Abe storyline, and I will share that with our podcast listeners who do not have the fortune to be in the chat room right now. And thank you to everybody who's in the chat room. I'm on my phone in the chat room, so I don't see a number, but maybe Steve is watching and you can tell me how many people are watching us live. You want to kick me out, Shady Sundays. That's right, Aaron, Shady Sundays. All right, so Matthew, 106, not too bad, not too bad.
It's about the temperature outside.
Yeah, exactly. It was a lot cooler, Beverly Hills adjacent. So let's go on. Matthew, write in there what you thought about the Reigns and Abe thing, because you haven't been here in friggin' forever, so you need to write it in there. Next storyline is Bonnie and Adrian. Mm-hmm. That whole situations.
Yeah.
It did take till Friday, actually, for us to actually see Adrian.
Yeah, because they hadn't shown her.
Adrian, the real Adrian, yeah. Not the Bonnie Adrian. I have to say, again, I loved it. I thought, because sometimes, you know, they do really kooky things. Mm-hmm. When she went, can I sign the card? I went, dang, that's smart. Oh, that's smart. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I was just like, Ron, you're doing it for me. You are doing it for me.
Where I got lost, so who was the card for?
T-Boz.
Yes.
It was Sheila's her character name. Yes, I was so glad. Yeah. Well, I had seen on a Soap Opera Digest, their Instagram, they do these little videos, and they did a video of who's coming and going, and T-Boz popped up. Because I usually don't look at that stuff. Yeah. We like to kind of be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the fans do, and they you know, sometimes spill it in the chat room and ruin it for me. But Soap Opera Digest kind of ruined it for me on my Instagram. But so I saw she was coming back. But again, I thought it was clever, because she was part, you know, of the storyline. Hold on, I got to write something down, because I'm going to forget later when it comes up. I just have to, because I know I'll forget when we get to it. And I'll be like, there was something I was going to say. I like the connection. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, she understands who people are. I thought it was smart of Adrian to do that. Like, I like that they're making the character smart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want dumb people. It's so frustrating. Like, and I said it about Brady a couple weeks ago when he kind of was playing, when he did the stuff for Nicole.
Yeah.
You know, to get the baby back. And I was like, thank you.
Yeah,
I'm so tired of super nice guy Brady. Like, it was nice to see him be a friggin' Kyriakis.
Yeah.
And be like, wait a minute. Yeah. No, you're giving us the friggin' baby back.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. I loved it. I loved it. What did you think?
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. But going back to the card thing, who was that the card for?
Sheila.
Sheila.
T-Boz. She's actually getting out of prison.
Okay.
Oh. So they were having a party for her. Everybody, they had came in with the gifts and stuff. And then she said, oh, can I sign the card?
Uh-huh.
Then when T-Boz came in, she's like, please deliver the card to Justin Kiriakis.
Okay.
So, which was so smart.
Which is, that's how it ended on.
Yes,
on
which Friday. Is how Friday ended is she ends up knocking on the Kiriakis mansion door. And it was funny, Justin too, answered. Because my first thought was, and see, this is, I think, something old writers would have done, mm-hmm. which I thank you, Ron, for not doing it. All I kept thinking was, as soon as the whole conversation with Bonnie or Adrian and Sheila, mm-hmm. T-Boz, happened, I thought, oh, Bonnie's in the house. She's going to answer the door. She's going to intercept it.
Yeah.
And I think old days, it would have dragged it out for another week or two.
Yeah.
But it was so nice that when the doorbell rang and Justin was kind of walking by, and you're like, oh my God, he's actually going to answer the door.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, and then Bonnie, when she was kind of made a move on Victor, which I thought was quite hilarious.
The look on John Aniston's face.
I know.
Because you know I love me some Pop-Pop. I love you, Pop-Pop, as Miss Claire likes to call him. I was great. I love that whole bit. Only thing I kind of have an issue with, and I wrote in my notes this week, and I was going to say it last week and forgot, is I feel like Justin would be a lot more curious about how she's behaving. Because if anyone knows Adrian well, it's Justin.
Yeah.
And I feel
like that's not her normal.
I feel like he should be like, who, like, questioning why she's talking the way she is, why she's doing the thing. Like, I feel like he should be a lot more inquisitive, kind of like John is about Hattie. He's like, no, this isn't something's
wrong. Well, I think he's so caught up of her wanting him back, which is what he wanted, and I think it's just kind of going over his head, which could happen.
So right.
Maybe that's why he's doing
it. It could be. And, okay, so this is what I wrote down, and I don't know how long you've been watching Days?
I don't want to age myself.
Long time.
I remember.
What was one of the first storylines you remember?
Julie in like 1978 when the oven exploded and she
girl,
you were a diaper
girl.
Where she caught on fire and she was like burnt from head to toe and she was covered in that. I tried to look for this episode.
My first recollection of Days was Hope and Bo.
I was gonna say
The wedding thing when you rode off with the bike. But I actually technically wasn't really watching Days at the time. I'm trying to remember how it went. I feel like my sister watched Days, and I watched Another World.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always catch the tail end of Days,
you
know, because you couldn't record it, girls. you had to just be there and watch it.
Yep,
so I would always catch the end of Days. So I always kind of knew a little bit what was going on. And then as they started dropping off, then I kind of started moving to... Anyway. So, okay. So you've been watching a long time. Was it ever stated... And everybody in the chat room, I need your help with this in case Mr. David Carey doesn't know. Was it ever stated when Bonnie Lockhart was on the show that she looked like Adrian? Was that something, or was it just like, we're going to pretend like she doesn't, that she's just this other, that we just want this actress, we're not going to even talk about it?
I don't think it was ever stated.
See,
I don't think so.
I don't feel like it was either. So,
because I've been watching it nonstop since 95, so.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've been
watching it. I feel like it wasn't. And if you guys are in the chat room and you know for sure, or you think that you know, please put it in there. Because I don't think that it was ever a thing. So I'm curious to see, because it was never talked about, how that's going to get explained.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, they look alike. You know, I mean, I know. But it'll be, do you understand what I'm saying? Why that's...
But does somebody really look that closely alike, you know, to another person?
Right.
I mean, supposedly I have a twin in this town, but I've never met him. I don't know.
I have a twin in real life. And,
you do. That's right.
I do.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, we look nothing alike, though. If you get us confused, you've got something wrong. And then the whole... everything with the Adrian and Victor. And it was funny, too, because... When I really started thinking about how Bonnie wants to get with Victor, I kept thinking, I don't see how that is even possible. Like, that would just be the most bizarre. Like, everyone's going to go, wait a minute, what? Like, it just doesn't
make
jive.
Sense.
So I loved his reaction. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm trying to see if people... Anybody I don't believe that it was ever brought up. Let's see if anyone else wrote anything. Everyone's talking about who's coming back. I don't see... I miss another world. Yep. Yeah, I don't think it was ever talked about. So, okay. That's what I wanted. I wanted my question answered, and I think it was answered. Cool. So those were the big storylines.
That was the... Yeah.
That was the gist, right, of the week. So now let's get into some little tidbitty things. Abigail is now
home.
Home with Chad, where she belongs. Sorry, Gabby with an eye fans. But yet again, I get it my way. I gave Daquan, who's one of our loyal fans, who's been watching from the very beginning, he tweeted last week, he was my fan of the week for this. He was just like, it's almost as if Ron... I can never say his last name, Carlovati, is listening to this show and what Mark said. Because I literally, like, Jack coming back, Vivian coming back, Billy Reed coming back, like, all my favorite characters.
Back?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so it's like, it's kind of funny. So if you are listening, Ron, I love you, and I hope you'll come join us because I think you're doing an amazing job. And days will be silly to let you go. But Abigail and Chad are back together. Mm-hmm. They kind of watched the debacle of Andre on Facebook Live. Yeah. something of that sort. So that's really, because nothing really other than her going home really happened.
Yeah.
JJ and Jen came to talk with her, and she told them about the double wedding.
Yeah.
That was pretty much...
And Thomas, was that a new baby?
It is a new Thomas. I think it was a new Thomas. Okay. Well, I do believe, if I'm not mistaken...
He's 16 now. No.
Right, exactly. It is now 16 years later. I do believe my BFF, Billy Flynn, told me that the original Thomas was actually a little girl.
Oh, really?
So
yeah, that happens.
Yeah, so I do think this is a new Thomas. Hey, Mark, just got in here. Hi, Willa. I was talking about you earlier. Yes, Mark, love your Gabby Shade moments. Ron loves writing with old family ties, which is obvious. Jack is coming back as a hallucination. Oh, I don't want to say that. I just kind of did.
So he's not dead after all, Jack?
I don't know. We'll see.
Nobody ever dies.
If you want to read the chat room. Brady was born in 1992, which would make him 25 years old in real time. But you still look it, Eric right. Martzoff. Mark, since Ron listens to you, can you ask him to break up Rope? I am trying.
Rope? Is that what I'm calls it?
Rope. Rape and Hope is Rope. Yeah, let's put a tie. Well, I did see the new cover of Soap Opera Digest, or upcoming Soap Opera Digest, and it says one of the... front cover little blurb says Hope questions her love for Rafe or something. I was like, oof.
Hasn't she been for
maybe
a while?
You should leave Salem and think about it for like 10 years.
Oh, the love.
Yes, the original Thomas was twin girls. Hold on, let's see. Don't forget, Sammy Brady is coming back as well. Thank you, Aaron Brody. I thought I told you to get out of the chat room, Aaron Brody. Okay, that's it. All right. Then there was the Steve and Kayla moment where it was funny, too, because when I think it was the end of it was this week when Tripp and Steve were talking in the pub and Kayla walks in on them and sees them toasting.
Yeah.
My first reaction was, why is that? Like, I didn't understand why she got upset and walked away.
I think she needs to get over it.
I think she does too. Speaking about dragging out a storyline.
Yeah. She's holding a grudge.
Yeah, she is big time. But once she kind of explained it, I was kind of like, okay, I'll let it go.
Yeah.
I just love Mary Beth Evans and Steve Nichols. And I love Lucas Adams. I think he's fantastic. He was just here.
Oh, really?
Amazing. Yeah. You should watch the episode because he was so much. He was like one of the quote unquote girls. Like he just fit right in with me and Tony. Oh, he was fantastic. When I wrote PR at Days, I was like, oh my God, send him anytime. Yeah. He is amazing.
Awesome.
He was a hoot. Because sometimes, you know, they come on and they don't really know how to take us. but he just jumped right in. He was a hoot.
Awesome.
You are welcome, Willa. We hope you're feeling better. Technically Abby is the same age as Brady. Oh, interesting.
Well, who's the same age as Brady?
Abby,
yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Abby was born in 1990.
Yeah. I won't say what grade I was in. Aaron is still in the chat room. He won't leave. He says he's staying forever. We can kick you out, though, Aaron, just so you know. Don't before you get too sassy with me. All right. So then that I did like the part with Steve and Kayla. I do believe Kayla said something along the lines of she was glad. She was mad that the ghost of Ava is still haunting them mm-hmm. and ruining their family. And I liked that. I felt like it kind of justified a lot of the issues that they're having. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna let it go.
Joey will be out soon, I'm sure.
Hopefully. I do hope he comes back. I listed yours wrong on your tidbits.
Yes.
So let's do Chloe and Lucas, because I am praying to the saint.
Was there a moment? There was a moment between
there was definitely a moment. Right? And I am living for it. It would complete me if they put Chloe and Lucas back together. I said, I think it was last week when Lucas had the big, storyline with the body of Angelica and all the stuff and all the stuff with
Which
Chloe.
Which was hilarious.
Amazing. I said when I was writing my outline, when I did top storylines and I wrote number one, Lucas, I said, thank you. I've been dying to write top storyline Lucas.
Yeah.
He deserves it. He's so good. I love watching him. I think he's funny. He proved himself with those Will scenes when Will was killed.
Oh, God.
Like, it's just, I kept saying, I don't understand why they won't give him an amazing storyline. I mean, he did.
Yet he's been on forever.
Forever. And he has had connections to people. But it's just like, come on, like give. So I'm loving it. I'm loving it. There was definitely a spark.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a... And you know, Chloe, she ain't gonna take no for an answer.
No.
Sorry about it, Adrienne.
Go back to Jessica.
Exactly. And then the last one, Claire, Theo, and Trip. Right? Is that the last?
I don't have that, but we do need to talk about that though.
Claire, Theo, and Trip. Oh, I left it off of yours.
Oops.
Oops. I was drinking when I wrote these. Tony Moore is not here. And he would probably be drooling at this moment because Kyler Pettis had his shirt off.
Yes.
And was walking around in a towel.
I always love those moments. Yeah, casting is done a really good job. I'm very proud to all of the guys on that show.
They are doing a great job with that. So he came out in a towel. There was the discussion of whether or not Trip should move in or not, and ended up moving in. She ended up convincing him to let Trip move in so they could save money and stuff.
And something's probably going to happen there.
Yeah.
Naughty little Claire.
It was funny because at first, and I think I said this last week, I was kind of liking the fact that Claire was kind of trying to make him jealous. But again, now I'm just kind of like, it was just a little over the top. Like, it's a little like
desperate almost?
Desperate. And it's like, now she knows, so now she's doing it even like, I just want it to be kind of like a normal, like, conversation. Like, oh, I like this dress. Oh, I wonder if Trip would, I wonder if Trip is going to, like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like she's, like, really, like, socking it to him. And I'm like, come on, Theo. She's obviously doing this on purpose. Like, clue phone's ringing. Answer it.
Yeah.
And that was really all that happened with them. I'm trying to
think. Isn't Sierra going to be coming back? Didn't they recast?
There is a recast of Sierra, and she is coming back. I don't know when. But she will be coming back.
See what happens there.
Oh. So that was this week. Four episodes.
Four episodes. Easy peasy.
And we still have some time left, so that's fantastic.
Good.
So now Tony didn't send three snaps aboard. So I only have my quote of the week and fan of the week. So let's start with...
Mark's quote of the week!
Oh, you were on that button, Steve! Thank you! So you were on it so quickly that now I don't have my quote of the week. Where did it go? Hold on. Oh, I know where it was. Hold on, I gotta find it. Where did it go? Hold on.
TikTok.
Steve, I love you. I love you for that. I found it, Steve. Thank you so much. So my quote of the week, 2 weeks in a row is going to Reigns.
Okay.
2 weeks in a row. It goes to Reigns when he said, I think you were all with me on this, when he said, so the Keystone Cops finally figured it out. I literally laughed like that and did a couple of these and was like, you go, girl. So Reigns, 2 weeks in a row. I have to make sure I tweet him that he won it 2 weeks in a row.
Cool.
Because that was fantastic. So Reigns gets my quote of the week again.
Mark's quote of the
week. That's it. Sorry, I forgot it was there. And then fan of the week, I decided this week is going to... the first person that was in the chat room today, Tony Fowler, you are our fan of the week just for being the first person in the chat room. Look at how easy that was. So congratulations. And it wasn't an iTunes person. Everyone yells at me because I always go to iTunes for the fan of the week. But I'm trying to do some different things.
Yeah.
So Tony Fowler, you are fan of the week. All right. So we have a little bit of time left. All right, Steve, can we take some phone calls from these fabulous people? And can you give me the phone number, because I don't ever remember it. It is 424-253-0749. All right, I'm writing it on my notepad, so hopefully, in theory, the next time I come back, I'll still have it. All right, so if you guys want to call in and chit-chat with us, we'd be happy to discuss some of, you know, days of our lives or life, you know, if you're just having issues.
We are here for you.
We are here. Congratulations, Tony. What did he do? You, Aaron, and you and your Tony. Oh, we got a caller. All right, let's do it. All right, you are on with Mark and Dave on Dish and Days. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Mark. It's Lonnie.
Hi, Lonnie. How are you?
Hi, Lonnie.
Are you still there? Oh, we lost her already. I hope it was nothing I said. We got another one. All right. You're on with Mark and Dave on Dish and Days. What is your name and where are you calling from?
It's Mike Riley.
Oh, Mike Riley. Oh, goodness gracious. Do you know Mike Riley, Dave?
I think he's called last time I was here.
Yeah. He was probably calling because I wasn't here to talk smack about me, because that's what he likes to do.
Yes, I was talking truth about you. You're correct. Okay, can we just talk about, I know you gave your quote of the week to Reigns, and I agree, that was very funny. Actually, I really liked Reigns this week because he called Hope out on everything that she did.
Yes.
And he was correct.
Yes,
you know?
So, I agree.
That's good.
I agree. But thank you for bringing that up, because I did forget to mention that. And I'm surprised that I forgot to mention that, because it was very anti-Hope.
Yeah, because those conversations always, like, are in a bubble with the people that are, like, covering up the crime. It's always, like,
right.
Roman and Rafe and Hope. But no outsider ever calls them out. And, you know, just because you're on the side of the law the majority of the time, when you break the law, you break the law. You know, you're a criminal. So I'm glad that he called them out on that.
Yeah.
But my love this week, I'm sorry, I love Hattie and Bonnie more than I even love Marlena and Adrian at this point, because I cannot take those two. Marlena's press conference with an audience of four people.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Her facial expressions, and I love it.
Amazing.
My only complaint is, because she's impersonating Marlena, she's too Marlena right now.
Yeah.
But when she gets those Hattie-isms in there,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
And like her vocabulary gets really janky,
uh-huh.
And her facial expressions get really crazy,
yeah.
I mean, she gives me, and I don't even use this, I'm gay and I don't use this expression, but she gives me life. She gives me everything. She's everything.
Even Bonnie had some great facial expressions.
Oh, yeah. My God.
With the scones.
With Maggie?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Oh, yeah. The heat was rising with those.
Oh, it was everything. Everything. Mike
but
Riley,
this is
we agree.
What I'm not understanding about the plan right now. Like, uh-huh. Angelica's dead. Okay, goodbye, good riddance. Why does she need to then continue to make the moves on Victor? Because she can just stay with Justin. He's just as rich.
Well, I don't. I think for that, it's just about getting back at Maggie.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's necessary that she really likes Victor or she even wants mm-hmm. anything. I think it's because, I mean, she never would have even thought to do any of this.
Mm-hmm.
But Angelica mm-hmm. wanted her to mess up things with, you know, Adrian and Justin, and then it just worked out now that she can kind of go about her plan of getting revenge on Maggie. So,
yeah, I just feel like she could stay with Justin and get the money, and just, she could just. I would love to see her ship Maggie off to where Marlena and John and Andre are. That would be like terrific.
Oh,
or
that would
like
be
Maggie
amazing.
Never goes through stuff like that. That would be amazing.
That would be amazing. Or put her in a casket again.
Maybe.
Yeah, oh my God. And very last thing, and mm-hmm. I will go.
Yep.
John Black's gray hair.
Mm-hmm.
Effing amazing.
Amazing. Right?
Amazing.
I was like, why did you not do this sooner?
Right.
It just.
Oh my God.
He just looks regal. Just amazing. Amazing.
And he actually looks younger.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like he's trying to hide his age.
I agree.
Terrific.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't like when older guys dye their hair. It looks weird.
Oh, well, I was going to buy hair dye.
Sorry, I didn't let you get a word in edgewise. I'm sorry. But I don't have a show, so this is just.
You're like, it's my moment.
5 minutes.
It's going to start being Dishin' Days with Mark and Tony featuring Mike Riley.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I want to see that in the closing credits.
You're like the Nicki Minaj of Dishin' Days.
Just like. I have
just
to ask
like.
You. But anyway, goodbye.
Bye, Mike Riley.
Bye, Mike.
Bye.
All right, let's see. Do we have another? Oh, we do. Yay, maybe it's. All right, you're on with Mark and Dave on Dishin' Days. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Mark. It's Lonnie again. I'm sorry I got caught off.
That's okay. I was just going to say, I wonder if Lonnie will be calling back. What did you think of this week?
I thought the scene with Eric, Nicole, and Holly was great. She finally got a chance to get Holly back.
Yes, I'm so glad you said that, Lonnie. I can't believe I completely left that off my lineup.
That's right.
We didn't talk about it. So, yes, Nicole got Holly back. Eric was there with her when it happened. Brady walks in and see them holding hands, and then he leaves. That's basically the gist of what happened.
I know.
But yeah, it was great.
I wonder what Brady was thinking when he saw them in the hallway.
Right. Yeah, because that's kind of where it ended, and we never saw it never continue. We'll see that probably this week or next week. It'll be interesting, and I'm still going to go with, I still think somehow that baby is going to be Eric's baby.
How?
It could be he donated sperm, and it got swapped in, and it's not Daniel's, it's Eric's.
Eric was in prison when...
Yeah, but he could have donated. He could have donated before he went in.
Yeah, he was, because she got pregnant.
He could have donated years and years and years ago. That stuff gets frozen, and it could have gotten swapped out.
Do you think Chloe and Lucas will be together?
I pray.
Because they were talking in the hotel room.
Yeah, I think they will. I think something's definitely going on there. What do you think of that?
I was wondering, how come whenever they have the award ceremony, they don't even give one to Brian Dean for his work on Lucas?
For give him a what?
Award.
Oh, an award. Oh, I agree with you there, sweetheart. Definitely. Yeah, he should have something.
Some of the scenes that he's done is great.
Amazing, right?
Yeah, and they keep pressing him up. It's like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%. He definitely should get some sort of an award.
Yeah. Tony and Matt today.
I know.
They were going to be with her.
They ditched me, Lonnie.
So you got me instead.
Tony's in New York, and Matthew is still in Boston. So hopefully they'll all be back soon.
I thought Tony would be there.
Yeah. No, he's at DragCon in New York.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. He's working his thing. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Lonnie.
Okay.
I'm glad you got through. Bye bye. Take
Lonnie.
Care.
Bye.
Bye bye. All righty. Do we have another one, maybe? No? Okay. All right. So let's do some news and gossip because I do have a couple things.
AfterBuzz TV.
I wrote this down from memory, so I hope I'm giving you the correct information. Because I meant to look it up and I didn't. I do believe November 10th is Day of Days.
Okay.
Do you know that for
I
sure?
Don't. Okay.
I should have Googled it, but you know,
just Google and you'll find out.
Google it. But they did choose the date. It is out there. I do believe it was November 10th. Also, if you want to, I know some of you do follow my Instagram. If you don't, shame on you. but you should go to my Instagram because this past Thursday, a friend of mine is working on a feature film that he wrote and asked me to be a part of it. So I went and got to work on set and was very blessed to actually get to work with Miss Krista Allen on the movie.
Oh, nice.
Who was one of the Billy Reeds in the show. I did Instagram a photo of me and her. She fought me on it because she thought she looked bad. She looks exactly the same. She looks amazing. Whatever. I was like, girl, I'm going to filter the shit out of this anyway. But there's a picture of me and Krista Allen on the set of Case 347 that my friend wrote. I'll definitely give you more information. I talked with her about coming on and being on the show. She's doing another film and this film. She said by the end of this month, like 28th, 29th, I think she's done with everything. Yeah. So she's going to definitely try to come and join us.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yay. And then, we have a caller. So let's just cut to the chase. Yeah, that's all I got. That's all I got anyway, so. All right. Hi there, you're on with Mark and Dave on Dish and Days. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Brittany,
where are you calling from?
I've called in before. Bakersfield?
Bakersfield.
Yes, it's all coming back to me now, Brittany.
I'm from Fresno.
What did you think of this week's days? Any storyline you want to talk about?
The Reigns and Gabby.
Uh-huh. Okay. What did you think?
Well, it was really good. Just my thing is with Gabby, like how she was like she kind of slapped him, and then like it was like not her, like for her character, it wasn't like necessary. And I think that like either they should have like made her like a little escape or something instead of just like her just. Oh, that was for Gabby and Dario. Like, you know, it wasn't, like, really her character.
I agree.
Yeah, they were kind of
I felt like they were kind of torn. Like, we want to make her tough. We're going to make her slap him. But then when it ultimately came down to it, she was cowering and like, no, I don't want you to just don't kill me.
Yeah, she was really scared.
So it was like you had to
go.
And I like that idea. I like she should have slapped him and, like, ran. And then maybe he could have caught her and got her back. Like, make it worth the slap, not just like slap and then I'm gonna push you on the couch. Yeah. Well, girl, come on.
No,
I agree with you there, Brittany.
He only pushed her once though, right?
I think so.
Shook her up a little bit.
And what do you think of Drake Hoganson's silver hair?
No, my mom was like wanting to like go to the Days of Days. Just to meet him if he does it.
I know, right? I do believe. Yep. I'm trying to think. I was there 2 years ago. I wasn't there last year. Billy had a restraining order on me. Kidding. We might carpool this year. I think he was there too. Yeah, he was. We interviewed him. Yeah. We interviewed him and Deidre Hall together.
Oh, nice.
For AfterBuzz. So, yeah, he was there. Not Silver Fox Drake, but I'm hiding my silver foxness, Drake. And what about the Hattie and Nicole, Brittany? What do you
Hattie
like that?
Hattie and Marlena.
What did I say?
Hattie and Nicole.
Oh, sorry.
That's a new storyline.
Hattie and Bonnie. Sorry, I'm creating storylines now.
Oh no, it's okay. I thought it was good. I think it was funny when Hattie had Andre committed, and when he ran into Marlena, he was like, "Are you playing games with me?"
That was good. Yeah. That was definitely good. That was definitely good. Mm-hmm. I loved that. No, that's great. That was great. Aw. Well, I'm glad you made it through, Brittany.
Okay.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Take care. All right. I don't know if we have another one. I don't think we do. So I think we do not. All right. So we can, let's wrap it up. Might as well, right? Thank you so much again for being here.
Thank you for having me.
That was pretty painless. I don't bite.
Painless, no.
You have to pay for that. That's extra. all right. Tell them again where to find you on Instagram and Facebook. She's on Twitter.
Someday I'll get on Twitter when nobody else is on it. I'm always behind the times. I'm on Facebook, Dave Carey, C-A-R-E-Y, and then I'm on Instagram at Mr. D. Carey.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, L-O-R-A-Y-N-E-L-O-V-E. Don't forget to comment below. Sometimes I pick fan of the week from the comments below, too, right down there. Yeah, and hopefully we'll have Tony back next week. And by hopefully, I mean... hopefully not. Kidding. Love you, Tom.
Love you so much.
And thank you again for being here.
Yeah,
thank you, Steve, for all your hard work.
Thank you, Steve.
And don't forget to stick around for a Restless Wrap-Up, GH Report, and Bold Breakdown, part of our soap block here at AfterBuzz TV.
It's Sunday.
It is the Lord's Day.
Lord's Day. Sunday
so
fun day.
Go drink some altar wine. All right, guys.
I'm going to go back to brunch.
Yeah, and you think we're kidding, but we are. All right, you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
And
thank
we will
you.
See you next week.
Thanks, guys. From executive producer Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Spivak, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. Tip the box and listen to our podcasts. Tip the post, comments, and questions. Make sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. So much for and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.